until it starts, is it, count
is. It's
again?
Counting again.
Okay.
Have a safe trip. It's kind of late.
Yeah, I'll drive a little slow through the
10:30, yeah.
Watch your deer south of town.
Yeah, I'll drive slow through the deer.
Yeah, watch thanks, Justin. Deer till you get the freeway at least.
Yeah.
I still have a good car, so I'm still driving a used car for a borrowed car for the last year. So it's not my car.
Yeah, but we just want everything to be all right for you.
I don't want to do that. So.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, we're back out of closed session. We decided to come out. We couldn't have a motion.
Any action on closed session?
Pardon?
Is there any action?
No, there was no action in the closed session.
I have to know that.
Yeah, I know you do, and there was. Now, let's move on, and maybe we can make this the last item and skip the rest of it, hopefully. But anyway, we do have to talk about our culinary well project and Willow Sticks well siting, and we could have Brandon Stevenson maybe talk to us about that.
And Rodney, yeah, Rodney's got the
Rodney,
contract.
Maybe Rodney would be the one to talk to us about it.
Yeah, so I met with Ben, and we've got Willow Sticks lined up to come down next week. So they will be doing a 13th, 17th, what day was that?
13th, 14th, and 15th.
To come down and do a well siting evaluation, basically. So we will have them evaluate the, so in order to move forward with our change of application for our water, we need to have a site specified. So we'll have them look at the site next to the well, and also the one out here north of town, which was our one of our few options
the
out there.
Right next to the chlorination plant.
Right next to the chlorination, and then the one out here by the rodeo ground, little grounds out there.
Okay.
So we will have them look at both of them, and then kind of give us an evaluation of, kind of pinpoint more where water would
where
be.
Where we should drill.
Where we should drill. So Ben's looking into seeing if we can't get that funded through the project. We'll have, the town will have to pay for it either way. It'll be out of our initial $200,000, or we'll just pay for it up front. But it'd be good if it counted towards that. So he's looking into that, but I wanted to bring that forward so that it'll be.
But even if it doesn't.
Even if it doesn't, we want to do it. So it'll be $5,500 to do both sites. I just wanted to put that before the board to get us, you know, a pinpointed location, get that moving forward, because we need to get that change application moving. We need to get things rolling on
so
that.
So why, just curious, why do we need to identify north of town? I thought we kind of, off the survey, figured we'd do it next to the tank.
We kind of wanted to have a contingency plan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So in case we get up there,
spend money on technology. Let's go the whole gamut.
So we want to verify, you know, if next to the tank, and then do another one and kind of, you know, let's compare. The good thing about next to the north of town is we wouldn't have to run power. We would have to run infrastructure to tie it into the town, but you know, so
and chlorination.
It would have to do chlorination and different things down there, but the cost would probably be less of a cost down there, but ideally it'd be up there next to the tanks. We can pump right in the tanks. We don't have to add as much infrastructure besides the power line.
But the best site we can find to hit water is the one we want to drill on.
Yeah.
With a potential protective aquifer as well, and so you wouldn't have to have as big a source protection.
Yeah.
So
it's all in that.
In that hydrogeologist study.
So we need to.
So
the one north of town, the potential protected one.
Anyway,
I don't think those other wells are on it.
Is Willow Sticks a company?
They are, yeah.
Yeah, it's a company.
Oh, okay.
And anyway,
sure.
It's
sounds like a ditch witching company, Willow Sticks.
Well, not ditch witching, well witching. Ditch witching is the thing that digs up the ground. Trencher.
It's modern water witching.
But I think it's good to spend a little bit of money to
the best technology available.
Get the best spot to drill possible, get the best chance.
Yes, absolutely.
So
money well spent.
So, yeah, I'll get you a copy of that, Cindy. So, anyway, that would be a. It's not a warrant. I just get it approved for the council.
Let's the town, or the chair will entertain a motion to get that done.
So I'll make a motion that we have Willow Sticks come and do a well siting evaluation on the two well sites.
Been moved, and it's, is there a second?
I'll second it.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
I think the only other thing is I'll get with you guys and we can have a little powwow and maybe next week or something.
You guys.
Yeah.
I've already said that I would be all right. You know, if there's three people, it's three people that are presently on the council. It is a quorum and it's a public meeting. But if you, and even you and Brandon, were to meet with the mayor-elect and the councilman-elect, it would not be a public meeting. And I believe that those are the people that should. And I personally, you know, I care about the town. I care about what's going to happen in the future. And that's why I don't need to be there. Because I won't be here after the end of this month.
I'll
be here in Kenosha.
I'll be a citizen.
I'll do my best to be a good citizen. But but what I'm saying is I will not be the mayor, and I think the mayor-elect should be in that meeting. And it would...
It's just information, no decision-making, just...
Yeah, it's an information meeting, and
pass on information. And
You guys are the ones that need that information.
So I'll get with you guys and we'll set that up.
Okay. Now, if it's all right with everybody, maybe we should skip the park, cemetery, the electrical, roads, and water, and go straight. Well, we can't go to utility delinquency.
She's got them there. But before we do that, did you have anything else on the well thing, Brandon?
No.
The only other thing is the Christmas candy.
I have talked with the North Pole,
and Santa Claus is scheduled to be here on the night of December 23rd. But he has asked that we help bag his candy for him.
Yeah, and we need to do that.
Huh?
And,
Santa Claus.
And,
So when would be a good evening?
We need to get together and do that.
So the 21st, 22nd, or we could do it the Saturday before, the 18th, the 17th. I don't know when.
I'm gone the 17th, 18th, so.
Both were good mutual on Wednesday.
How about the 19th?
19th Sunday.
Oh.
So we can do 20, 21st, 22nd.
Let's
or
do
I
the
think
13th, 14th.
21.
Can everybody handle the 20th?
That's a Monday.
That's a family night, but 21st is Tuesday.
21st is a Tuesday.
Will that work?
That works for me.
Okay, 21st.
We'll do it at the firehouse like we normally do at 7. We usually, the newly elected people usually bring dinner for that.
Just a bag of candy.
Yeah, it's prime rib. Yeah. Chicken nuggets and corn dogs. We have had dinner in the past. Do we want to do anything like that?
We need to make sure we can get in the firehouse at night.
Yeah.
I have one of those old keys,
7
but
p.m.
it doesn't work there anymore.
Yeah.
Might work on the... Okay. We can get in the firehouse.
December 21st at 7 p.m.
Do we
want
to do potluck or just...
That's what I want to know.
Candy.
You guys... Last year we just did candy just because of COVID and everything.
Well,
but
let's just do candy.
Whatever you guys want to do.
I don't think we need a big dinner.
Unless it's candy bastards.
Pardon?
Yeah.
John Hogan used to always do it, so it was really
mostly
taken care of.
We don't need to do that.
Okay. Candy is...
Just
candy. Okay.
Get the candy sack for the kids. That's what we're going to do anyway. And no use spending all night at it.
Okay. Will we have all the candy by then? You say some of it
should
come in?
Should, yeah.
Well, what time on the 21st are we going to move?
7 p.m. December 21st at 7 p.m. We'll do the candy. If you could, if you want to come.
You guys want to be there?
And we don't,
you'll be out of town?
I'll be
We don't need a motion.
That's okay.
You're invited.
December. December 21st at 7 p.m. at the fire station.
If you can't come, well, that's okay. But if you can, we appreciate having you.
Maybe that's
then we'll need help giving it out on the 23rd.
Yeah, I'm not. She hadn't determined how she was going to do the whole Santa Claus party.
The whole Santa Claus, he's just
You know who that was? That wasn't Lauren, was it?
He's got to have candy here. He can't get it out.
Oh, Lane.
Because I don't think the elves are going to do it this year.
Oh, no.
Well, maybe we'll do the elves. Yeah, I think
they're out here.
I believe in Santa and the elves. We're the elves.
Can we go back to park for this or 7:30 for a minute?
Okay, let's go to the park. Oh, and we've got the delinquencies here, but let's go to the park.
We've got an estimate that's being created by Hell, Sand, and Gravel.
Okay.
And this is what I just put together for off and wanted you to look at.
Yeah, I got busy that day. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's all right. That's all right. But we talked about adding parking. They're building their estimate based on that.
So is that pavement, the gray, is all
it is.
Pavement? Wow.
Yeah, the reasoning was to try to connect to this gate that's right there for the horses so they don't have to go through the cattle guard.
But so that's actual pavement?
The gray is not. It's all dirt right there. That's the north.
No, I mean the estimate.
The estimate's for pavement?
Yeah. Or road base? Okay. Base. Just the whole thing. Whole
and
shebang.
We can pick through whatever.
Okay, so what I would say is if we're going to put the money on something like that, I would rather put it on the existing roads because they're so hammered.
They're going to – the only road that's hammered is this one right there. It's funny because Staker repaved those roads, and they repaved them all except for that one.
And now it's bad again.
And so they recommended just doing an overlay on top of the existing, and that's going to be part of the estimate.
Oh, okay.
And then they'll crack seal all the include improvements on the north end of town. You can't really see it very well, but right here, that's to pave that by the feed yard there. Also
that piece is not paved.
Also down to Bryce and then over by Jerry's and down connecting. So we'll get a quote to do all of it again. We don't have to do it all, but just to have costs.
But
yeah, that'll be a good chunk of money right there.
Because we've got a better sense of roads than we've ever had before. Have a little bit more money.
Yeah, and so anyway, that's
and we can
let's see what
costs
it is.
Come in.
Yeah,
but that's what the cost will be based on.
Because I think mainly it would be nice if we had that south end parking would be super nice, and then even if we just did a road base
road
for the horses
and line it up
and came in. I mean, that's really all we need for right now. I don't know if it's necessary to. And even road-based, just parking, and then a road would be.
If we're going to do a paving project like on the north end of town, it makes sense to do this just for your cost per ton.
Your cost would,
I mean, it's going to be a lot cheaper. But
I mean, it might be like we've got roads to expand the cemetery, but my goodness, it might be 200 years before we got enough dead people to cross the road, you know?
Who knows there, eh?
But anyway.
Well, I mean, when you got a town of 500,
that's perfect. That's perfect what we would. That's how we would want to. I would try to get that somewhere in your minutes so that you can have kind of a future plan of what the cemetery. That's what you would potential.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. Let's see what it'll cost. I mean, there's.
Your running's got
I got one.
Okay.
I like it.
We'll see what they come in at.
Okay.
If we're going to do that, let's see what it looks like. But we probably would want to run water lines, not hook them up, but we'd probably want to run that infrastructure before we had the roads over it.
At least,
cap them off, mark it and cap them off. But
good idea.
Okay.
So.
I don't believe we need an action on that. So, anyway. We better look over this delinquency review.
Brandon Stevenson.
Get on it.
I understand.
Dave and I would appreciate if you wouldn't read our names out loud. There's a number associated with it.
So it's down. It was 12 last month, and we're down to 11. So I think Bay Pill Bay's paying off.
Yeah. I think it is too. I think it's good.
Someone ought to talk
to. Somebody had to pay it on Facebook.
Oh, I saw.
Did you see that, Sarah?
Yeah.
Rogers.
Was asking about it. Yeah.
And then other people didn't know and was chiming in.
Yeah, I wonder if it's just not been advertised.
I thought we advertised it, but because she put it on the bills too.
It's on the website.
Yeah.
Someone maybe ought to call 17300.
Yeah, that one's grown quite a bit lately.
How far down? I'm trying to see.
About
the three X's, the only one with three X's. I guess they're elected, so that, I mean, elects, whatever.
Yeah, what's up with that?
I don't want to go over there. She might beat me up.
Mayor's.
Oh, is that
yeah, mayor's.
That's
mayor's.
Why I said it.
I watched her lifting those big old posts.
I'll
17300.
Point it out to him. So
Shannon Green.
I'll talk to Lauren about that. Either him or I. I've talked to her before about it, so I can. I can make a phone call or see if Lauren will just drop a notice or something.
And they should be starting to apply for heat,
she's
right?
She's somewhere in Montana, right?
Is she?
Mm-hmm. Oh, it says
yeah, she left and took some kind of a job in Montana.
Oh,
she's gone, huh?
Yeah, she left town. Her horses are gone.
Oh.
Everything. She's
okay.
Not at her house.
Her bill's still there.
Yeah. And the last few months are still there.
Well, we'll have to find out where she's living.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's dropped, so. There's a lot on there.
She'll be living in Montana, but she didn't say where. What address? I should ask.
Picked a bad time to move to Montana. I'd have stayed here for the winter.
Well, she
maybe she wanted some snow.
She got a good paying job in Montana.
Yeah. All right. She looked good to me, though.
That's why she left.
Do you know where she had to go? She kind of seemed. Was tired or?
Yeah. You guys, we went.
I know. I know. I just was hoping she was okay when she left.
10:32 hours for her to just hang out.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of nice.
Karen.
I don't blame her.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a long time to keep her.
I would have left if I could.
Here. Yeah.
I just have one follow up.
A long time to keep us all around here. Go ahead.
On old business.
Okay.
I think I seen the flyers for the truck, the dump truck. I
didn't get the pictures until just there.
I know, but I think we need to I think we need to
say it's not running.
And I think we need to say that it's got a bad engine.
I think we need to say it's not running.
Oh, is anybody saying
it? No, it just says.
It doesn't say it, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't put anything.
I just didn't Surprise! Here's the keys. I don't know how you're going to take it.
We've already gone through that one.
They may, but like that guy from Oak City.
It would be good to
say
that.
The guy before that bought the other one.
Yeah, so that's on him. But, I mean, if we know there's a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should probably do this. I saw that, and I thought it probably ought to be disclosed.
Just
I think
bad engine
we could even just write
running.
Not running or something. We can go to the post office and just write on it. I mean, it's whatever you want to do.
Not running as is what?
Yes, a as is.
We need to tell him it's got a bad motor.
I would say bad motor.
Bad motor.
Bad motor. That would work.
I can put that on.
Bad
motor. Yeah, that's a little
motor.
Misleading. It looks like a nice truck, but someone might bid $20,000 not knowing it's.
Oh, one will take their bid. Yo, you're paying it.
But if we say bad motor and they bid $20,000, pay it, we'll be happy.
Huh?
Nobody was knocking me down.
Well, I think the word has got around the people
the
here,
but
we don't want the same thing to happen last time.
No, we don't want last time to happen twice.
Did you know all they did was adjust it? Works fine.
Adjust
oh, good.
The clutch.
Good.
Good.
just out of adjustment.
That was Owen.
Oh, yeah,
Owen
we kind of.
Yeah. Good for him.
That's fine. That's fine. Embarrassing for us, but that's fine.
Still an old truck.
It is an old truck. It's not. We got a good one now.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Well, I'll entertain that motion.
Can I make a public comment?
Yeah, 3 minute public comment.
I'll take 3 minutes. I just want to thank Mayor Frank Paxton and Councilman Rodney Watcott for their willingness to serve their community and their desire to help make Kenosha a better place. And I running for a position is an odd thing when you're not mad at anybody and you don't have an axe to grind with people and you're not trying to mudsling. It's kind of weird. People were, I think, hoping that was what was going to happen. But I have a lot of respect for both of you, and I really appreciate your being willing to serve this community and the work that you've done. So I just wanted to say that.
Well, thank you, and I'm glad you're working on, you're gathering information and working on your new position.
I have a lot to learn.
No, I just want to say, too, I want to thank each of you. Been good working with you. Thank the mayor for being able to work with him and be giving me such a good position to be able to be a part of this council. So thank you, and good luck to you too. You never know what's going to happen, and things happen for a reason. So we I wish you each of the best, and thank each of you guys because it's been great serving here with you guys.
Yeah, and you kind of got an example of what you might be up against tonight.
you thought you were getting a break for a minute.
Unfortunately, when you have a closed session, you can't tell anybody what it was. That's, it's fortunate in a way, but what I mean is people say, oh, they're not transparent. Can't be. And I would have one suggestion is for the future, and that's that right after the first of the year, the Utah League of Cities and Towns will have a training open. And if I had been reelected mayor, I would take myself and the entire town council to that training.
Yeah, we did that right after we first got elected. Me and, it might have been before we got with. Yeah. All of
Bart
us.
And Cleve,
Bart and Cleve and Neil and Frank, we went over that training, and that was a way good way to start off.
Yeah.
You came in with some really good knowledge of.
I haven't been. What have you been?
No, yeah. You two haven't, but it starts you off with a lot of knowledge and training. And
we're a member of the Utah League of City and Towns. So they're basically. They're kind of a free legal counsel for certain things. Like they helped out with some of our lawsuits. We had David Church is one of the famous lawyers in the state for backing up Utah cities and towns, So,
yeah, and a great trainer.
A great trainer.
In fact, I think he's a better trainer than he ever was a lawyer. He's really a good trainer. And he can teach you the law and how to navigate, and also the form of government that Kenosha has, which is unique. And Kenosha has had it since it became a town in 1903. I mean, became incorporated as a town. It was a town long before that, but that's when it was incorporated as a town in the state of Utah.
Oh, there is one on Saturday.
Utah didn't become a state until 1896.
It is Saturday?
But there's also one January 8th. So we went to Ephraim and had a video conference, but I bet nowadays you could probably get it on at home.
Oh, yeah, I'll bet they do virtual.
I mean,
but anyway, Cindy can find out where it is and sign you all up for it. And it does cost a little bit of money, but it's money well spent.
Yeah, it wasn't very much.
This is all in person now.
Is it all in person?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you'd go to it. Where will it be, Cindy? Utah State University. That's worth it.
But they broadcast it across the state when we went. There was lots of different areas.
Yeah.
But we went to Snow College in Ephraim, and the trainer was there.
Oh,
Yeah, they had a trainer, and then David Church broadcast over the.
Here's the Ephraim, Utah State Ephraim.
Where's the one in Orem at? That's almost as close as Ephraim.
Yeah.
1875 South State Street.
Yeah.
Room T102.
Yeah. I'd sooner go to Ephraim myself.
The one that I just read is all for the Saturday, the 11th.
It's for newly elected officials. It says December 11th or January 8th.
And officials who haven't been to one are newly elected officials. As far
well,
as
I'd go.
Church.
Yeah.
What are they going to do?
Fundamentals.
What are they going to do?
Train you.
No, I mean, if you're not
signed up for it,
nothing.
Oh, yeah, they won't care if you're not newly elected.
They don't care.
Elected officials essentials.
We had two councilmen that weren't newly elected who'd never been to that training, and we took them to the training.
Yeah.
And it really helped the town.
Yeah.
And it helped our council.
And it helped
council.
With the public meetings and stuff, so you know.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, the attorney will still train you, but these trainings are a little more in-depth and a little more of do's and don'ts. And
it says that January 8th, we will host a live training in person at Utah Local Government's Trust in North Salt Lake. December 11th, we will host a live training at Utah State University in Taylorsville and broadcast to the extension facilities throughout the state.
Oh, so we either got to go to Salt Lake or we got to...
You got to hurry and register.
Yeah, and I think that it would be a good idea to do it.
So but we have to go this weekend if we want to see the televised one.
Extension office is in Fillmore, right?
I don't know if they broadcast to Fillmore or Delta.
No, it was just Ephraim and Orem.
They haven't done it. We had to go to Ephraim to Snow College to do it.
Ephraim, Landing, Cedar, Price, Orem, Taylorsville, and Logan.
Yeah.
Okay, Ephraim. Ephraim, Ephraim. No, any place you want to go. But
Cedar's closer than Ephraim, too.
They're about
Cedar
the same.
Cedar is about a toss-up.
Does the town, a member of this Utah League of Cities and Towns, have to pay dues?
Yes.
How much does that cost?
A lot.
No, our annual fee? Yeah,
it's only that's not
a lot. But these fees are $60 a piece. It says it includes.
Yeah, they give you.
Breakfast, lunch, and newly updated powers and duties handbook.
That handbook's been handy.
But it's really worth it.
So does the town pay for that, or do we need to pay for
that? No, the town does.
Because,
and they pay for your mileage if you want to.
Because Kenosh does not have the same form of government as, for example, Fillmore or Richfield, and it doesn't even have the same form of government as Meadow.
Yeah.
So it's important to know what you're trying to do.
Yeah. So that's a good training. If you can make it, or I'm sure there'll be others, but.
And we have the mayor council form of government.
So we must have went before we were elected.
It is kind of unique.
Maybe not.
And. You'll learn there that
it's 11 o'clock.
You can't, if you wanted to change the mayor council form of government or change the way things are done in Kenosh, you'd have to do it through due process, and then you would have to appeal to the state and this process. You wouldn't get the form of government you want or the form of government you think you should have. You get the form of government that the state mandates for time of the present population. And if you do that, you can never go back to the original mayor council form of government, which you can keep as long as you want if you keep it. And the only way you can change your government if you appeal to the state for the present population form of government is... wait until the population grows and then appeal for that form of government. But you can't ever go back. And that's worth knowing.
Yes, sir.
I second the motion to adjourn.
Huh?
Did I say that?
I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. Did we have one?
Yeah. I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. We adjourn. All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Oh, boy. We're going
home. It's bedtime.
It's past bedtime.
Yeah, it's bedtime.
And congratulations to both you fellows.
Thank you.
Thankless job, so thanks.
Yeah, and the pay's not all that great either. But there is a little. I think you get about $109 a month.
Change per hour?
Yeah, don't ever divide it out by the amount of hours you put in.
No,
the job.
Don't divide it by the amount of hours. You'd be really disappointed.
Thank you very much.
Hey, good night.
Yep.
Appreciate you putting up with us this long tonight.
Thank you guys. Have a good night.
You do the same.
You know what we're missing?
Cookies!
Where's the sunrise treats?
Where's Ben? He's got a real
cookie. He should have brought them, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks.
You know, I agree with you.
I'd hate to.
They'll be delivered to your house later, Dale.
Run off and lose my, or leave my coat here. That would have been terrible. Thank you, Brad.
Yeah, you'd have been back.
I'd have been back, and I don't want to come back.
You don't want to come back.
No. You really want
to. Cindy, what do I got to do up here? Just put this.
I got to come and get my tape.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So this is something, it's just.
Copy that.
It's just three people then? Is that all it is?
Me and you and whoever you want to come and watch you be sworn in. It takes about 27
minutes. No, you just, Cindy swears you in. You can bring your grandkids if you want, if you got any. You can bring your kids.
Is that you good in here?
I brought my little granddaughter when
I
swore in, and she was happy to see it.
Oh, good, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure my wife wanted
that. Yeah.
Well, thanks, Cindy.
Hey, we'll see you guys.
We'll see you.